Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And someone has texted in, Bill, that you and I are the perfect combination of knowledge and nonsense.
Oh, I'll take that.
I will take that. That's a good way of putting it. And every once in a while, we like to talk about serious subjects as well. I'd like to introduce you to Patricia Fontaine. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Patricia works on the show Chicago PD. And you're with the script department. What do you do for the show?
I'm a script supervisor. So I do all the continuity and all the notes for the editor and the timing and help the actors with their lines.
We've had a bunch of people from Chicago PD and from the Chicago shows on our show. LaRoyce Hawkins might be popping in. Mm-hmm. You obviously know him from the show, and you guys hooked up for something called Patrick Lives On. We'd like to find out more about this whole organization.
Well, in January of 2015, my son was murdered by he got caught in some gang violence out in the northwest suburbs, and that was during season one of Chicago PD. So because of my position, I'm very, very close to all the actors, and when you work 14 hours a day with people 10 months a year, you get to know them really well. So our entire crew and cast and producers and directors have all been very supportive. And I, after about a year, after my son passing, we wanted to do something to help kids. Because the young boy that is now in prison for 28 years got in a gang at 13. And
jeez.
We just thought maybe if he'd had some help, some assistance early on, that maybe it wouldn't have gone that way.
Yeah.
So our main goal is we provide scholarships to kids to help them with after school and summer camp activities. And it's exceptionally rewarding because these are kids who either financially can't, or their parents aren't as involved, or they don't know about it, you know, or they don't know what would interest them. So we're hoping to keep them off the streets and keep them busy, and then maybe they won't be lured into gangs.
Please forgive me for saying this, but northwest suburbs, mm-hmm. you don't think of gang violence there. Mm-hmm. You're white. You don't think of a white kid getting shot in gang violence as much.
Right.
Reports in the news today, 6-year-old pulling a gun on somebody. What do we do? How can you help? How can Patrick Lives On? I mean, there's just so many facets to this.
That's exactly right. And we're not anti-gun, we're not anti-gang, we're not weak. There's so many different departments that you could go in. We're just trying to go underneath it all and maybe help some of these kids stay busy and possibly get mentorship that they're not getting elsewhere. And so we're providing the assistance, and we're getting a lot of different corporations and different organizations to donate classes, to donate funds for, you know, these summer camps or after school activities.
So they have something to do.
Something to do.
A purpose.
One of the things we're doing is, and we started up in the northwest suburbs because that's where my son lost his life, but we're branching out to all over Chicagoland and eventually nationally.
Awesome.
If we get enough sponsorship. And one of the things, for instance, is with the STEM program. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And so next year we're going to, a local high school had some funds to bring the kids to their high school after school, but they didn't have the funds for the busing. So we can step in and pay. And so one day a week, a different junior high can go, and these kids can get bused right after school and then bused home at 6 p.m. So that day, those kids are safe.
Right.
They're not out wandering in a park district or wherever. Nothing against park districts, but just wandering on a corner. And they'll be introduced to a trade, to something that maybe they wouldn't normally be. And then maybe they'll be more interested in going to high school, more interested in what there is to offer there and the support system there.
If you have nothing to go by, I mean, you're making a great point here. If it's like all of a sudden, wow, this is kind of cool, I do want to go to school. If you never try it, you're never going to know.
And
sometimes these kids don't have opportunities to try anything.
That's exactly it. Maybe that's exactly it. There isn't anyone introducing them to things.
That's it.
And it all costs money, you know, and we all don't have a lot of money. So no offense to anyone, you know, or both parents are working and they don't have time to drive them there.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to get them involved in, things where we can help with that. So they're not on the streets vulnerable.
What you and your family has been through is devastating. It's nothing short of devastating. Now, a lot of people wouldn't take the route you've taken. If somebody did something as awful to you and your family, especially your son, you wouldn't try to figure out, what can I do to help? What led to that for you?
What led to it is I could sit in bed under the covers every day if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because the sadness is that deep, of course.
Did you for a while? Obviously.
Yeah, a little bit.
You have to.
Yeah. You have to, because you can't, it's all surreal. It just, every day it keeps coming back to you. But the idea to me, when I heard about this boy who was 20, who was the perpetrator, and the idea that his life is ruined, his children's lives are ruined, his family's lives are ruined, the lives around where this happened are ruined, because people are exposed to something. It's not just my child, my family, his, Patrick's friends, our entire community was devastated. It's still hard to believe that it happened. So if we could save one life, and I keep saying that to people, because that one life could have been my kid. Do you know, if somebody had helped that boy, for whatever reason, he went on the wrong path. You can't change everybody, you know, or... You can lead a horse to water, at least,
right.
And some of them aren't being led to water.
Right. At some point, you've talked to the boy who took your son's life.
No, I sat. He did a plea bargain.
Yeah.
Instead of going to trial, and I sat there and I saw him.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk. His back was to me, and he was.
And what do you say? I mean, what do you say? What do you even feel when you see him? I can't even imagine that.
Because the damage is done.
Yeah.
It just felt really sad to see his children, his 4-year-old, his 2-year-old, his family, how hurt they were, and to know they lost their son.
And they had nothing to do with it.
They had nothing to do with it. And his little boy doesn't even know. Now he doesn't have a dad. He won't grow up with a father.
Right.
It's sad. We have Patricia Fontaine in here, and Patrick Lives On is the name of this organization. LaRoyce Hawkins is Kevin Atwater on Chicago PD. He's the spokesperson for Patrick Lives On. You guys are having a big fundraiser coming up in September?
We're having a really big fundraiser. We did one last year. We do it on the weekend of my son's birthday, and it's at CineSpace Film Studios, where we shoot all the TV shows, and they're the sponsors of it. And last year we had about 30 actors from Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and Chicago Fire. And it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because they don't do what you see them do on TV. They're singing, they're dancing, they're telling jokes. They're
so a variety show kind of thing?
It's a funny, fun variety show. And it's all to raise money, because all of these guys, their hearts are so warm and so big, and they want to do something to help. And especially our TV show, we deal with these issues all the time. And
you do a great job with that on that television show.
Thank
too. Because it's real, but it's, I don't know how to put it. It's acceptable the way you do it. You're not hiding about what's going on in real life here.
And they're all true stories. They're all based on truth. We get them from police officers. So that feels really good, because we hear about those stories, and it's real.
Yeah.
It happened to us, one of our family members. Just what we had an episode about happened to us. So they're really great. We just produced 31 public service announcements with these actors, and those are going to just start. We're going to start marketing those nationally soon.
What's it like for you, Patricia, when you're working on an episode that so closely mirrors what you've experienced?
Well, I took 3 episodes off. And then there was one episode that first year where I sat out that day.
Yeah.
And they warned me.
Yeah.
You know, now I look at it that hopefully we're helping people, because what we do is, we're not just showing the crimes, we're showing how hard the police work, the challenges they're up against it, how it affects them as humans. We're trying to bring the humanity to it.
Right.
So I'm proud to do that. I'm honored to do that. I feel really lucky to work on such a great show. So I put that in my brain, and
good.
I put that forward.
Well, it says a lot about you to persevere and to not let this get the best of you. And it also says a lot about the casts of these shows to go out of their way to help. So
on their own time. LaRoyce has the biggest heart. I wish he could be here.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll walk in a second.
All right. I hope so.
You know, and whenever there's violence, Bill and I often talk about this, when a kid does something bad as a parent, I feel bad for the parent. They've done everything they can to raise that kid right, and sometimes something goes terribly wrong. So to see these stories come to fruition on Chicago PD, you are seeing kind of both sides of the story, mm-hmm. which is important for us all to witness.
Mm-hmm. And our motto is be strong, use your words, not guns. Mm. And part of what we're trying to get across of, and even within the public service announcements, they're not just, don't pick up a gun, don't do that, that's bad. We're trying to say you have a choice. You have a choice. And that one action that you take is going to have a humongous reaction. And if you choose to do that, you're ending your own life too. You know, you're not just ending that person's life. You're ending your own and many others.
It's a terrible thing. Patrick Lives On is what we're talking about right now. Patricia Frontaine, what's the best website to tell people to go to get more information about this?
PatrickLivesOn.org. Tickets are on sale through the website for the September 9th event at CineSpace. And also there's an opportunity there for corporate and individual sponsorship, which a lot of people are starting to step up and help us.
Good. Very, very good. Patricia, none of us can even come close to imagining what you guys have been through, and I hope nothing but the best for you and your family. I really do. Keep fighting the fight. Make the world a better place.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what Thank she you. Sure is doing. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. Again, if you'd like to go to the benefit, this is September 9th
mm-hmm.
at CineSpace. It's a major fundraising event. This is your major one, and kind of a variety show with a lot of the cast members from all the Chicago shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look at that all coming uh-huh. together. Is Dick Wolf going to be there?
Maybe. He's in town. Maybe he will be. I don't know.
You can find out more at patrickliveson.org. Again, Patricia Frontaine, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. We'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Well, Royce Hawkins just walked in. Dude, how are you?
I can't complain. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing really well. We were talking to Patricia Frontaine mm-hmm. about Patrick Lives On. Know that you're completely in cahoots with this.
Completely in cahoots.
And you totally wanted to jump in and help, and you were running late, and you're sweating. What's up with you?
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful morning already. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've had enough challenges already for a complete day. And we're just getting started. So that's, you know.
You don't have to go into specifics, but you have a baby boy who had some health issues, but he's okay.
Yeah, everything's all good. Everything's all good.
Do you know what a gastrocnemius muscle is?
I'm familiar with the gastrocnemius, yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's in the legs, right?
Yeah, in your calf.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep, it sure is.
Wow.
Calf it would mean a lot to me if you would donate yours to me so that I could play tennis the rest of the summer. Is that, am I asking too much?
Listen, my gastrocnemii aren't as powerful as you would assume, sir. And I apologize. That's the plural form of gastrocnemia.
Yes, it is. More than one is gastrocnemia. You're absolutely right. Thank you for knowing that. A lot of people don't know that.
Bro, I'm here for y'all, bro.
You were supposed to be on with Patricia, and mm-hmm. as I mentioned, or as Bill mentioned, a little mishap, a little illness with your son. He's okay. Everything's going to be good.
I think it's just regular, just, you know, baby stomach complication things. It wasn't that complicated, but we were, we were just worried because, you know, it was my first kid, and he's a little boy, and you just get worried about stuff. But he's great. His name is Roman.
Roman?
Roman John
Hawkins.
Sweet. Yeah, he's a powerful little dude.
Was he named after somebody?
Well, John is my grandfather's name.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wanted to throw that in there. My grandfather's probably my biggest motivation.
Oh, nice.
Ever, and he's just a great person. So I wanted him to have some of that legacy in his name, and Roman is actually my favorite book in the Bible, and I named him after Romans 12.
Very nice.
Yeah, Romans 12. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And I won't do the entire verse, but what's interesting about Romans 12 is it was perfect because, believe it or not, my son was also born with 12 fingers.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had like extra little nubs on the side. And I just thought it was appropriate that Romans 12 had been my favorite verse growing up.
And he had
a dozen on him.
So what do you do if somebody has extra fingers?
Sign them up for basketball. Well, what do you think?
Well, what I wanted to do was not basketball, but what I found out was that there's actually pitchers in the MLB that got that extra nub.
Really?
And they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
To throw, you know, baseballs, and so
I
wanted to keep at least one of them. So that, you know, we can get scholarships for stuff like that.
What's wrong with that?
You can make a keychain out of the other one.
I hit his mom.
You know, like a rabbit's foot?
I hit his mom up, and I'm like, hey, I know you're scared of the extra fingers, but let's at least keep one of them because he can get scholarship money. And he can probably play some baseball. And she said, absolutely not.
No? She wouldn't hear
this. Yeah, she wasn't having it. So so about a month after he was born, we got him taken off. And so I'm showing pictures so that he believes that he had 12 fingers. Yeah. I'm letting him know
that's
how special
cool.
he is. I'm going to try to convince him that he's an X-Man for most of his life.
And you know, 12 is the Lord's number.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So everything worked out.
Wow.
Did you get confirmed? We were talking about confirmation names earlier. Did you get confirmed and choose a name?
Well, it was like between Royce or Roman. And, you know, I woke up the next morning after he was born. I think God just told me Roman.
Really?
I just started, you know, I started spitting the verse. I was like, I think it's Roman because I like the sound of Roman.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to mean more than just of Rome, you know.
Oh, right,
so
right,
I was
right.
like on Google all night, like trying to figure out like deeper meanings for Roman. And I couldn't find anything on the internet. And then, but I woke up the next morning and, you know, God downloaded everything I already had already, you know. So I just started spitting the verse. And before I knew it, that was his name.
My three favorite Romans, other than your son.
Okay.
Roman Gabriel, former NFL quarterback.
What team?
The Rams.
Okay.
For a number of years. Mm-hmm. Incredible quarterback and great hair, which used to be important to be a good quarterback.
I'll show you my son. He's got incredible hair.
Roman Castevet is the next door neighbor in Rosemary's Baby.
Okay.
Who ends up a little creepy, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
And then Roman Meal Bread. All outstanding.
But he's in great company.
Yep.
We have got to get to news. We wanted to put you on the air. We know you rushed over here to get here. Mm-hmm. PatrickLivesOn.org, and the big fundraiser is happening September 9th at CineSpace.
Yep.
What are you going to be doing? Are you juggling? What's your performance that you may be doing? Do you want to leave it a secret?
No, well, the main thing I'm there for is to, you know, be a powerful liaison between, you know, everything that potentially happens on stage and the audience. You know, mm-hmm. I'm there to just create the vibes or curate the vibes for like the dopest, safest place for everybody to come and donate their time, their energy, and their cash, hopefully, if they got that.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, because, you know, there's...
You slipped that right in very smoothly, by the way, Royce. Good
well,
job.
You know, that's what
it's all about.
Yes, ma'am.
We were just saying how, for Patricia, a show becomes a family. You guys mm-hmm. spend so much time together.
Absolutely.
And when she went through this horrible, horrible ordeal, everybody just kind of rallied behind her. And actors like yourself said, what can we possibly do? That was such a nice thing.
Oh, well, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I've experienced, you know, death like this, especially, you know, when gun violence is one of those things that has afflicted like my culture and my community for a long time. And so, you know, I've had my own family members. I have a little cousin. His name was Mario, who didn't make it to high school. Yeah. He was 13 years old and he was killed by gun violence. I had kids, that were my friends in high school that were, their lives were taken, by the gun. And so naturally when I heard about Patricia, my heart went, you know, just because I know what it feels, not that I'm a mother, but like I said, I have cousins and I've seen mothers who have gone through these terrible situations. And I couldn't imagine what Patricia was going through.
Yeah.
Knowing Patricia and knowing how sweet she is and, you know, and you know, just how giving she is to all of us. She's mm-hmm. like our mom, you know, to be a script supervisor, you know, you have to keep all of us actors in line, make sure that, you know, that everybody's staying on task. And she does it, I think, with so much grace.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be a difficult position to be in anyway. But, you know, she's always done it in such a lovely way. And I've always admired her temperament. So when this happened, I could only imagine what she was going through. And
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I can't.
So of course, I was like, Patricia, whatever you need me to do, I'll be here, you know. And I think, you know, a couple of years later, here we are still strong. Patrick still lives on.
Good.
And, the energy is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
September 9th is the big day. Major fundraiser for Patrick Lives On. It's at CineSpace. You can find out more information, patrickliveson.org. Will you come back and see us sometime when we have more time to chat?
I would love to.
All right,
you know,
perfect.
I live right down the street. All y'all got to do is just
come by
every day.
Yeah, just let me know. I bring donuts and stuff and coffee.
Oh, all right. Tomorrow. Let's do
it.
Yeah. What time tomorrow?
Tomorrow
at 10 a.m.
Copy that.
All right.
All right, cool.